So, do you wake up tired, feeling exhausted, feeling overwhelmed? Well, those are symptoms. And I'm going to tell you what those symptoms are telling you that you must listen and do something about it.
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
Okay, so I know life has changed and everything is coming at us in different directions. And life is moving faster than it's ever moved before. We've got phones, we have notifications, we have bells and whistles, and you know, all of these things that are pulling us in so many different directions. And sometimes it's hard to get a grip on everything that's happening in our life. Wake up, go to work, come home, family, spouses, whatever it is, and then when you get to put on your pajamas and you're getting ready for bed, what are you telling yourself? Is it, I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted, boy, what a horrendous day? Or are you saying, wow, that was an exciting day, that was so productive, I can't wait to go to sleep because I can't wake up for tomorrow because tomorrow I'm going to do it all again. Yes, life is great. Okay, so are you A or are you B on that scale or somewhere in the middle? So let me share a little secret with you. If you go through your day kind of dreading getting up, you're in the shower, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna stay here as long as I can, or what is today gonna bring, and oh, who am I gonna see, and what are we gonna talk about, and you're just overall just not excited about what's in store for the next, you know, 12, 14, 16 hours of your day. I've been there. And I know, it's not fun, it's not exciting. You kind of like waiting, you're like a fireman, right? You're like, okay, what fire am I gonna have to put out today? How much energy am I, is that gonna cost me? Or more money I'm gonna have to spend on some problem that I don't even know where it came from. I don't know how I got myself into this situation. And like you start going down that path. And it sucks. It sucks. There's no way to sugarcoat that. And you know what? I've been there. It was, you know, a lot of times, you know, it was in your 20s. You don't, you know, you're just figuring out stuff. You've got all these things that, you know, you're not making the right choices. However you got there, it doesn't matter. If you're there, that's what I want to talk to you about. Because there's a way to get out of it. However, you have to kind of be committed to the process. So if you're feeling tired and you're feeling like you're dreading it, it's simple. It's very, very simple. You're doing something you should not be doing. Why do I say that? Is because it's draining you. It's draining. So when something is draining you, it's because you don't enjoy it. It's because you're not passionate about it. It's because you don't want to be doing that. So you feel like you're trading time for money. It's what usually happens. You punch in, you make money, you go to work, you stare at the clock, you wait for 5 o'clock, you punch out, you go home, and it still, even though you punch out, you still never leave because the weight of that is you've got about 2 or 3 hours, right? That maybe you're like, yay, no more work, or like really not even during the week, probably the weekend. That's why we so crave Fridays. We so crave the weekends because we get to escape prison for a couple days, and then it ends up being Friday night, woohoo! You whoop it up. Saturday, you do whatever, you have a great day. Sunday, already on Sunday, by the time you get through past, you know, lunchtime, you're already starting to think, oh man, tomorrow's Monday, what am I gonna do, right? So you really only have maybe 2 days, if you're lucky. Friday night, all day Saturday, and half a Sunday. So, 2 full days combined over 3 days. And that's not what you're meant to be. That's not fulfilling your destiny. That is not unleashing your potential. So, once you come to terms that I'm not in the right place, with my job, with my relationship, you know, you're married or you're got a significant other or whatever that looks like. If you're single, then it might be easier because then you don't have to feel like you're trapped in a job that you don't like because you need to make money, because you have to pay bills, your kids need to eat, you need to put food on the table, you need to, you know, take care of the household, whatever it is, usually is the reason, right, that we put up with something we don't like. It's not enjoyable, it's not fulfilling, but it gives us that paycheck every 2 weeks, which by then we can provide until we figure it out what we really want to do. So if you're in that situation and you know you don't like where you are, you know it's just temporary, and you're looking for an escape plan, then you should go back and watch my very first video ever that I published, video number one, and it is how to find the right side hustle. Then you need a side hustle, and that will give you the energy that you need. That will give you the passion and the purpose in your life. You're going to be working your ass off. That's no secret. However, at least you're going to feel like you're getting somewhere, getting closer to where you're meant to be. And so the side hustle is the best place to start when you know you've got a day job that you can't quit, but you know you want more. Maybe probably a different industry. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you want to do something. Which now, more than ever, it's easy to do that. So again, video number one will hopefully give you some ideas on how to get that started, and the whole checklist and everything. I think it's 7 steps, maybe 9. Anyway, so that's that solution. And if you feel like you really don't know what it is that you want, you're kind of happy, but you're not really, then you could just be going through a funk. Then you're gonna need to redefine kind of what is your passion, what are your priorities, and what is your purpose in life. So, guess what? I've got a video for that too. Video number 20 will enlighten you on how to recognize passion plus priorities equal your purpose. And sometimes you need to start there. Sometimes we need to identify, right? What's our passion, right? What do we like? What do we love? What are we really good at? Those are the things we need to ask ourselves. Where are we in the zone? When are we doing something that just time flies by? Whether you make money or not, you just enjoy it so much, right? And I don't know, I'm playing video games. Is it, you know, going to the beach? I don't know, going to hang out with your friends? I don't know what that is. But somehow, we need to see, right? How can we make money from this, right? What does the world need that I love doing that I can throw out there that can reap some type of reward financially? Find a partner, somebody else who's good at what you do, or great at what you're not good at, and then that can start a business with that kind of person. But usually, if you have to be like-minded, if you know someone that's passionate as you are about something, you can start it together, and then you can bring along people that you now are need to kind of balance everything out. So again, I just want to go back to the beginning of this, is if you wake up and you are tired and you need 6 cups of coffee to get through every day, and you get home and you're dreading going to bed because you know you have to wake up and do this whole song and dance all over again, something's wrong. You need to hit reset. You need to stop the madness. Please, it's for your own better health. It's for your mental health. It's for all the people around you will be happier, your children, your family, whoever it is, your friends, will all be blessed when they get to experience the best version of you. And you deserve it, right? Forget about them. You owe it to yourself to be the best you can be. And you'll know that by every day. Are you passionate? Do you jump out of bed, right? And you say, I can't wait. Carpe diem, I want to seize the day. That, if you're not waking up like that, then you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. That's it. So, first step, awareness. Realize, oh shit, I'm in the wrong place. Then, where do I want to go? Make a list. What am I good at? All that stuff. And then pick a new place. Find a new direction. Time is there, but don't think you have to wait till you find it to start taking the steps necessary to get there. Because once you start going in motion, I promise you, the momentum will start to pick up, but you have to start. So why not today? Yes, today is the day to start your new habits, your new endeavors, and your new path to the better you that you deserve. Okie dokie. As always, get out there, have a fantastic day, and touch people's lives in a positive way.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.